This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Our final hour at Borgata ever. A 20-year period, Al. It's about to end, and I love it here. And thank all the people that came out today. We got a hot seat coming up. We got Jay Black talking about this Tony Romo story. And on the line with us now, I don't think anybody sheds more light out of watching a football game than this man, former Eagle, the great Brian Baldinger. Hi, Brian.
Well, good morning, Angelo. It's great to be with you. And congratulations on your decision and all the great years of what you've been doing in this great city, Angelo. It's terrific.
Brian, I have one last dream, and that is for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
How good a chance do you think I have here?
Oh, I think they got a great chance. I think they've been the best team in the NFL all year, and they're practically fully healthy, if not fully healthy. And so a healthy Eagles team looks like a team that should bring home another Vince Lombardi trophy, as far as I can see it.
Brian, the two rosters, do the Eagles have more talent than the Chiefs overall?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They have more talent and more experience. You can say, okay, well, is Patrick Mahomes the difference? It could be. Could Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid together be the difference? It could be. But, I mean, if you just go down the roster of, you know, the 47 guys they're going to dress a week from Sunday, the Eagles have more talent.
All right. Mahomes, obviously, is always the X factor in any game he plays.
Yeah.
Best you could tell, Brian, what is the best way to limit his effectiveness?
Well, I mean, if you could kidnap Travis Kelce for a game and not let him on the field, you know, they just have a unique, you know, not just a friendship, but just a unique relationship on the field. Because there are times when there really isn't even a route that Travis Kelce is running. He goes, I'm going to come, you know, I see a zone, I'm going to find the dead spot in the zone. I'll just kind of hover around here, and I know my quarterback is going to find me. It's some Sundays it looks ridiculous just how easy it is, yet there really isn't a play that you could draw up on a chalkboard and go, this is it. But yet they still communicate in ways that it makes it look awfully easy.
All right, but the one thing the Eagles do have that they haven't faced yet is this pass rush. Brian, how do you like the matchup, Eagles defensive line, Chiefs offensive line?
I mean, if I was, you know, Hassan Reddick or Josh Sweat or Brandon Graham, I'd be salivating against the tackles that the Chiefs are going to put out there. I mean, they're better than either the right tackle, Andrew Wiley. I love Orlando Brown Jr. as a friend and as a person, but, you know, he's not a great left tackle. And so they have to work around that. And Mahomes does a great job of maneuvering and moving and being able to do that. But I like my chances, and I like Javon Hargrave against Joe Tooney inside. I mean, I like the matchups across the board from the Eagles.
Wow. What about Mahomes' ankle? How much has it restricted his mobility?
Not much.
No.
Not much. I mean, all the way to the final play, basically, last Sunday. I mean, he ran for a first down, took a pretty brutal hit on the sidelines to get him 15 more yards. But, I mean, he was moving just about as fast as he ever moves. I'm sure it didn't feel great when he took that hit from Joseph Asai, but I expect the ankle to be pretty good shape. I mean, it might get a little fatigued. It might get twisted during the game, and it might set him back. But you can see that nothing's going to stop him from playing and playing at a really high level. He played a great game against Cincinnati, and I expect him to play really well against Philadelphia.
All right. Now, keep in mind, everybody listening, you win big games in the trenches. Eagles have the advantage defensive line versus Chiefs offensive line. Let's flip it. Eagles offensive line against the Chiefs defensive line. What do you see there, Brian?
Well, I mean, the Chiefs have one great defensive player, and that's Chris Jones. But he's going up against, you know, Isaac Seumalo and Jason Kelce, along with Landon Dickerson. I mean, I don't see him beating any of those guys. You know, he might win one battle or maybe two at the most. But, I mean, the other guys are just guys to me. The Eagles have a much better offensive line than Chiefs do defensive line. I know Spags has some blitz packages they probably haven't seen. He's really good at it. Has been in big games before and winning two Super Bowls. But, you know, to watch what Lane Johnson is doing right now, because probably 48 hours after he gets done playing the Super Bowl game, he's going to get surgery, needed surgery. I haven't seen anybody play through this injury the way he has. Jason Kelce is the best center in football. Nobody's close. I think the Eagles across the board are much better.
Oh, this is getting really exciting. Listen to this. I'm just curious. You're watching Lane. You know he's got this adductor thing, Brian. Yeah. It's got to restrict an offensive lineman. How's he doing? Is he still holding up? Is he playing at the same elite level he always has?
Yeah, he is. He's still dancing out there. He's still getting out of his stance faster than the other tackle in the league. You know, he's still playing. You wouldn't know that he's playing through this injury just watching him. I'm sure he'd tell you that he can't quite do this the same and he can't cut off on the backside. But he's the best athlete to ever play the position. And so if it's slowing him down just a little bit, he's still better than every other offensive tackle out there right now.
All right. The one thing that's really – I love a real ground game. I love 35, 40 minutes of time of possession. Brian, how are the Eagles going to do it? They got Gainwell going great right now, and Sanders is a beast. Scott is a great situational guy. How does that running core do against the Chiefs? Do you think the Chiefs are going to be able to slow them down?
Now, I think it's been a weakness of the Chiefs. You know, I mean, they have undersized linebackers that can, Bolton and Gay, who can really run, but they're not big guys. Teams have pounded them pretty good in the middle. And I think the Eagles could do the same thing. The X factor is just what Jalen does, because I think you're going to get a really big game out of him running it, whether it's designed runs, whether it's RPOs, whether it's just scrambles. I mean, I think you're going to get a big game out of Jalen. I think he's very difficult to defend. You know, the guy that has, you mentioned him, the guy that looks like he's their number one running back right now is Kenneth Gainwell. He's got more touches than anybody on the team in the postseason. He's got more yards. He's the guy that, he's their short yardage back. He's their goal line back. They've really kind of found gold in Kenneth Gainwell and what he's doing right now.
Are you surprised, Brian? You watch these kids at college. Here's a fifth-round pick. Are you surprised he looks this good? He's been amazing the last few games.
Well, when he came out of Memphis, he was a kind of a hybrid. He was their slot receiver at Memphis, and he was also a tailback. So he went back and forth. He's a very good receiver, runs very, very good routes. But he has this quickness to the hole that nothing against Miles Sanders. Miles is just a much bigger back. But he's got this quickness to the hole that's really valuable when, you know, these holes open and close so quickly. And he kind of gets through it quicker than anybody else right now. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's getting the most touches.
Brian, the way I'm hearing this, you think the Eagles have a significant advantage here. You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I thought they were the best team all year. They went through some injuries, but I think they're a better team across the board. I think they're going to win this Super Bowl. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if they win handily, to be honest with you. I think they're just better across the board in the way that they play the game. They're a difficult team to defend. And what Jalen does at quarterback is he makes really smart, quick decisions, and he's rarely ever wrong.
Brian, I've had a lot of conversations with you over a lot of years. I have enjoyed this one the most. Brian, this is very encouraging stuff. And you know how much I respect your opinion. Thank you, as always, for all the great appearances you made with us, Brian. And this gave a lot of Eagle fans a lot of hope. And I loved what you said today. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, Angelo. It's great being with you all these years. And all the best in whatever's next. I know we're not going to stop hearing from you, Angela. I don't, you know, I know you made a Tom Brady decision here, but like, feel free to come back. Ray Dinger came back.
Brian, you're too kind. Brad, thank you so much. Brian Baldinger with great Al. That guy, you understand, he lives his life looking at tape.
Yes.
And he's saying we check all the boxes.
Yeah, they do.
We're going to win.
Just one worry. The only worry you have is Mahomes. Mahomes.
And he is a warrior. And the thing is, Travis Kelce, somebody's got to stop that.
Kidnap him.
Doug Peterson gave him 14 catches.
Do you know what scared me that he said, you know, he just kind of sits in those zones. Yep. I'm like, oh, God, not zone.
See, now, he just built me up, Rhea, but he also made, if something bad happens and they lose, it's going to hurt more.
Yep.
See, it's going to hurt more because he built my hopes up big. But that guy knows what he's talking about. When you're hearing us, we're making this stuff up as we go along. We
absolutely.
That's real. What you just heard, that's real. And let us go now, speaking of real, to Tokyo, Japan, Al.
Oh, gosh.
And our good friend, Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Angelo, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What has two thumbs wants Jerry Jones to shut up and is landing in Philadelphia next week? This woman right here, baby.
No, you're coming to town, Marissa.
I am coming home. Tokyo Eagle will be landing.
All right, now hold on, Marissa. Is this is assuming we win the game, correct?
I will be arriving in Philadelphia on Friday, February 10th.
Ooh.
Whoa, wait, you're so sure they're going to win. You're coming halfway around the world to be in Philly for the game?
Absolutely. This 15-hour flight is going to be amazing. I am going to be all green. I don't care if I land in Chicago. I don't care if I have to connect in Dallas. I will be all green. Be ready for me, USA.
All right, listen to me, Marissa. Assuming everything goes great on that Sunday, you know which one I'm talking about, I'm going to need you to visit our studio the Monday or the Tuesday. Would that be okay?
Whatever date you want, Angelo. Uh-huh. Oh, and a quick FYI. As soon as I land in Philly on Friday, February 10th, don't make any plans because I want to go to Chickies and Pete's in Parker Avenue. I mean, you know, weekend pep rally, baby. Angelo, come on. You got
to
be there.
I went to the one last week. It was a super spreader event. A lot of people got germs and stuff.
I know more anymore.
Anyway, Marissa, I got a lot of people standing right up front, and I had asked them during the break if they wanted to hear the Japanese version of the fight song. And unanimously, they said yes. Could you do the Japanese version of the Eagles fight song?
Absolutely. Here you go, you guys. Be ready for me. I can't wait to see you all. Here we go. Tobe, Eagles, Tobe. Victory, Ikeo. Tobe, Eagles, Tobe. Touchdown, Nissan. Fight, Tobe. Eagles, Gambare.
You hear that, Marissa? They're going wild.
In Japanese.
I love you guys.
Marissa, we'll see you next week. Bye, sweetie.
You can't invite people in.
Marissa's coming to town.
You can't keep inviting people in.
What do you mean?
They told us we can't have her.
She's my friend.
We can't. We've been told we can't.
The pandemic ended.
What the hell?
You know, all you people, you're invited in too. Come on over. 2-1. Al, we're leaving. What's the
difference? Yeah, I know. They're going to lock us out.
215-592-9494. Dan Wilson's here. He's got a hot seat. We come back. Jay Black will tackle all the latest information at Tony Romo's intervention. WIP Sports Time, 916.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Eagles had a walkthrough on Thursday in advance of next Sunday's Super Bowl matchup with the Chiefs. Birds will hold practices today and tomorrow at the NovaCare Complex. Kansas City did practice on Thursday. Andy Reid says it's doubtful receiver Mecole Hardman will play in the Super Bowl. He's dealing with a hip injury. Eagles activated punter Aaron Sibas' practice window. He's been out since injuring his ankle in week 14, says he's got no physical restrictions, so there is a chance he could punt in the Super Bowl. Take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts. Get two free windows with every two you buy and pay nothing for two full years. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Some clouds today, windy. Temperatures dropping through the day. It is currently 25. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.